Katy Country 94 weather. Looking for a meaningful career with outstanding benefits? Look no further than Smith County Memorial Hospital. We're seeking dynamic and passionate individuals to join our team as a nurse, surgical services manager RN, dietitian, cook, and other medical and non-medical opportunities. Our team is committed to making a positive impact on the lives of our patients, and you share that same dedication. Visit scmhks.org/careers to apply and become a valued member of our outstanding Smith County Memorial Hospital team.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 39. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 21 tonight. High of 57 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. High of 58 Thursday, under sunny skies. 69 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 30.
Kintu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Kintu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Kintu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
At Beloit Elementary School, we are respectful, responsible, and ready to learn. During this month of October, we will focus on character trait of friendship. Being a good friend means you are caring, respectful, honest, and fair. A good friend not only likes you, but can trust you to keep your secrets. Stand up for you, make time for you, care how you feel, and try to help you when you have a problem. This is Naomi Pauls representing Beloit Elementary School, where character counts.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, begins tomorrow, Wednesday, November 1st, and remains in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule back in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service. Any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. Payment plan terms to maintain or restore service require that customers agree to pay 1/12 of the total amount owed, 1/12 of the current bill, the full amount of any disconnection or reconnection fee, plus any applicable deposit to the utility. The remaining balance must be paid in equal payments over the next 11 months in addition to the current monthly bill. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric and natural gas utility companies under the KCC's jurisdiction. However, many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Have a job opening to tell you about? Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. It's a full-time position focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763. Email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send a resume to Agmark LLC, attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location, Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check out their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Zion Lutheran Church is hosting a trunk and treat Halloween event. Vehicles will be lined up with the trunks open and ready to pass out treats to the children in a safe, friendly environment. Bring your children to Luther Park west of Zion Lutheran Church at 621 North Mill in Beloit tonight from 5:30 to 7 p.m. and enjoy the festivities. There will be a walk-in flu clinic at Mitchell County Health Department coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, November 1st, and next Wednesday, November 8th, from 7:30 to 4:30. You can call and schedule an appointment at 738-5175 for another day if those days do not work. The walk-in days are for flu shots only. That's your local news this hour here on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3. Local news when you need it on our website, katycountry94.com. I'm Wade Gerstner.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
The 1-2 from LeClerc. Finishes off a 1-2-3 ninth. And what a Texas turnaround here in Game 3. From losing 9-1 in Game 2 to winning 3-1 and retaking the lead in the series.
Well, more on the Rangers' win of Game 3 in the World Series coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports. The KVA All-State Tournament teams have been announced. K-State men's basketball has a player suspended, and an update on Monday Night Football. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Kansas Volleyball Association announced their All-State Tournament teams for 2023. From the area, Beloit's Addison Buntke was selected for the third straight year, Miley Brown for the second in a row in 3A. In 2A, Cameron Hutchinson was selected for the third straight year for Smith Center, Gracie Kirchhoff for the second time. And Carly Brummer and Jenna Gingler of St. John's Tipton were selected for the 1A Division II All-State Tournament team each for the first time. For the full look at the selections, you can visit ncksports.com. Also in high school sports, postseason continues Friday night. Two games on our stations, Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Beloit Trojans on the road, 2A playoffs at Hoisington on Z96.3 Through the Lake and katycountry94.com. Osborne hosts Rural Vista in the 8-man Division 2 playoffs. Pregame coverage at 6:30 and kickoff at 7 for both games on Friday night. A complete look at the playoff brackets can be found at ncksports.com. In college hoops, the K-State men's basketball team is without one of their top players from last year's Elite Eight run currently. Forward Naquan Tomlin has been suspended indefinitely by Coach Jerome Tang. Tomlin was arrested early Sunday morning for disorderly conduct, brawling or fighting at Tubby Sports Bar. He was released on $750 bond. Tomlin started 36 games last season, averaged 10.5 points and 6 rebounds a game. Tank suspended Tomlin for not living up to the expectations K-State requires of their players, saying in a statement, quote, although he's not with the team, he is still part of our family, and we will do what we can to support him as he moves through this process, unquote. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Rangers took Game 3 of the World Series Monday night in Phoenix, beating the Diamondbacks 3-1. Texas scored all three of their runs in the third inning, capped by a two-run homer from Corey Seager. John Gray got the win for the Rangers, pitching three scoreless innings and giving up just one hit after Max Scherzer started the game, giving up two hits and two walks and three scoreless innings of his own. The Rangers now lead the series 2-1. They'll battle the Diamondbacks again tonight. First pitch for Game 4 set at 7:03 on Fox.
As they hand to Gibbs, and Gibbs breaks it. Touchdown, what a night for the rookie. Wow.
Jahmyr Gibbs ran for 152 yards, and that was the score that put the game out of reach for the Raiders. The Lions won 26-14 in Detroit in Monday Night Football action. Detroit led 16-7 early in the third quarter when one-time Chief Marcus Peters had a 75-yard interception return for a touchdown to get Las Vegas within two. Gibbs had the touchdown run, and Riley Patterson made a 52-yard field goal in the fourth quarter for the final score in the 12-point win. The Lions improved to 6-2, while the Raiders fell to 3-5. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. The sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.